the representatives of the group of five, United States, France, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Qatar, held on Tuesday a meeting focused on the Lebanese crisis in New York in conjunction with the UN General Assembly. They did not issue a press release once their talks ended, as they had done a year earlier when the ministers of foreign affairs of France, the United States, and Saudi Arabia met on the same occasion to discuss the political crisis in Lebanon, which was already facing the threat of a vacuum at the head of state. That was on September 21, 2022, 5 weeks before the end of Michel Aoun's presidential term and the start of the presidential vacancy. 1 year on, very little has changed. Even within the group of five, which still seems to disagree on how to proceed to unblock the Lebanese presidential election. This divergence, reported by several local media on Tuesday, was reflected in the absence of a press release at the end of the meeting attended by the American Undersecretary of State for the Middle East, Barbara Leaf, the director of the North Africa and Middle East Department at the Quai d'Orsay, and Grillo, former French ambassador to Lebanon, the Qatari Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Mohammed Al-Khalifi, as well as the ambassadors of Saudi Arabia in Beirut, Walid Bukhari, and of Egypt to the UN, Ahmed Ihab Gamaleldin. The results of the recent mission to Beirut by French President Emmanuel Macron's special envoy for Lebanon, Jean-Yves Le Drian, were reviewed. The results were disappointing for the five countries, in particular for the United States, which favors a new dynamic that would encourage the various Lebanese parties to return to parliament to elect a president capable of uniting the Lebanese and working with local and international actors to overcome the current crisis, to quote the joint declaration issued by the foreign ministers of France, the United States, and Saudi Arabia in New York on September 21, 2022. The five discussed on Tuesday the roadmap to be followed at a time when French mediation is stalling. According to the local media, Barbara Leaf insisted that the Paris initiative in favor of Lebanon should be limited in time. Is this a way of saying that it is time for France to let other diplomats get busy? There is every reason to believe so. In this case, however, we're talking about a double diplomacy, Qatar's diplomacy, which wields soft power and has already stepped in to try to unblock the Lebanese presidential election, and the one implemented by the Vatican, whose Secretary of State, Pietro Parolin, is reportedly due to meet the ambassadors of the group of five in the Vatican on Wednesday, according to information obtained by This Is Beirut. At the same time, the Pope Francois is also due to discuss the Lebanese issue with President Macron in Marseille on Sunday. While Vatican diplomacy remains discreet, that of Doha is more defined. Jean-Yves Le Drian may have paved the way for it by arguing in Beirut for the choice of a third candidate. This option is supported by Qatar, which favors the election of the Commander-in-Chief of the Army, General Joseph Aoun, with whom it has very good relations, as the head of state. While a Qatari emissary is expected in Beirut reportedly shortly, the Qatari ambassador, Saad bin Abd el-Rahman al-Thani, paid a visit on Tuesday to General Aoun, who also received the Qatari Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Mohammed bin Abdulaziz al-Khalifi, in Yars in April 2023. The latter was on an official visit to Beirut. In December 2022, General Aoun paid an official visit to Doha for discussions on Qatari aid to the army. Doha also hosted a meeting of the Group of Five on Lebanon on July 17, 2023. In this context, it will be interesting to see whether a new approach to the Lebanese issue will be inspired by the discussions held at the time. The five approached the Lebanese crisis with a warning. Their ambassadors accredited in Lebanon undertook a series of contacts with local parties to make it clear that failure to elect a president of the republic would lead to a global rethink of relations with Lebanon.